I tell this story because I want to say the same thing to you. Whatever personal obstacles you face, you must start getting to know that side of your personality that knows no obstacles, that recognizes no defeats. Cultivate a friendship with the other you so that no matter what you are doing, you are allied with someone who shares your goals. All the philosophy and advice in this book about persuading and motivating others will be much more useful to you if you practice it on yourself. If you have convinced yourself that you need and deserve a $10,000 loan, you won't just walk into a bank and ask for it. You will cultivate the friendship and appreciation of the loan officer. You will present her with a list of the possibilities for the project you have in mind. You will outline your solid plans for repayment, and then you will do it with infectious confidence. You will succeed. You will begin to take charge of the efforts of others only when you take complete charge of the power of your own mind. Cultivate mastermind alliances wherever you can. Once you recognize the benefits of mastermind alliances, you will understand that they can serve you in many areas. You can and must make progress on many fronts to achieve personal success. In your marriage, a mastermind alliance with the person you love most deeply is of untold importance. If you are married and have not built your relationship on the principles of harmony that are crucial to any alliance, you may have some reselling to do with your spouse. Set aside some time every day to talk about what you want to achieve and how you are going about it. Rely on your definiteness of purpose to build your persuasive abilities, to convince your partner of the benefits of the work you are doing. It is very unlikely that your plan will not affect your husband or wife in some significant way, and you absolutely must not drag your partner unwillingly into an adventure. If you have embarked on your mission and the time comes that you are thinking of marriage, you must be very frank with your intended life partner about what you are doing and how you will do it. Build your mastermind alliance into your marriage from the start, and it will steady and support you through the darkest moments. Indeed, your whole family should be incorporated into a mastermind alliance. Your children, your parents, your siblings, anyone on whom you rely or who relies on you. Lack of harmony at home can easily spill over elsewhere. A united family is a great team. In your education, no one's education is ever complete. You may rely on the specialized knowledge of others, but you should also learn from every possible source. In this case, your mastermind alliance is with the entire sum of human knowledge. You are united in the goal of increasing your understanding, and books, magazines, lectures, audio cassettes, all are your allies. Make it a habit to read daily, not just newspapers, which merely keep you current, but materials which expand your mind. They will put you ahead. The key to a mastermind alliance is the harmony of its members. You have to work constantly to strengthen the harmony of your many alliances. A crucial aspect of this effort is your ability to inspire harmony, which hinges strongly on the next principle we will explore, developing an attractive personality.